This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Enjoy a weed-free summer at the lake, courtesy of Aquaside. One easy application of Aquaside pellets can eliminate weeds and lake muck.
Ew!
Aquaside has been trusted by hundreds of thousands of lake homeowners since 1960. Neglecting aquatic weeds can hamper recreational activities like swimming and boating. Lake weeds can also provide breeding habitats for insects. Make your lake shore beautiful this summer with Aquaside. Call 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and scorenorth.com.
The single best left tackle in the NFL in 2020 is Teron Armstead. I mean, I guess he didn't get the message on this shove right here about anti-bullying in America. He didn't get that message because that's what he did most of the day to the Carolina Panthers. Just shoved them around.
Oh, Baldy. I love Baldy. Love myself some football-y football guys. Welcome into Purple Daily. Mackie off today. He'll be rejoining the program on Monday. So it's Zolgad and Declan. And we are going to, as we always do on this episode, read your comments. Declan has been mining various forms of social media to find your comments. And we are now going to go through them. We're going to read them. We're going to dissect them. What we'll never do is make fun of you because we're all a family.
No. Yes,
we are a family here. So when you ask us questions or give us complaints, you know what? We might bicker, but at the end of the day, we're a family.
Oh, yeah. We bring you on the screen with us. We read your comments. We are the most interactive show in town, maybe even in the world. I don't know. We do a pretty damn good job.
You went from the Twin Cities to the entire world. So the problem is there's actually a KHL show in Russia that I've heard slightly more interactive than us.
Really?
Yeah, it's in Prague or it's in it's in Siberia, I should say. I'm sorry. It's slightly more interactive than us. So that's the problem. All right, Declan Goff, without further ado, with the two of us fielding your questions, why don't you go ahead and start going through?
Let's start with this one. This is from Kimmy. And Kimmy goes, this was commenting on our Kellen Mond video, one of our many Kellen Mond videos that we have done over the last few weeks. She goes, yes, Mond is an unknown, but so was Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott when they came to the league, and both of them were drafted in the fourth round. So our question here is, which one do you see Kellen Mond ending up more like, Kirk Cousins or Dak Prescott?
So this is assuming that that Kellen Mond reaches a point where he's really pretty damn good.
Correct.
Which is an assumption. We don't know that that's going to happen. Hopefully for the Vikings' sake, it does. I would say Dak Prescott, and here's why. I think Kellen Mond's skill set fits probably more Dak than Kirk. Like, that's why the whole thing about... So I get Kellen Mond, and it was very smart, saying I'm watching a ton of film of Kirk because he wants to see how the offense operates. Completely get that, like that. But we talked about this too. And I also don't think that it doesn't seem to me like Kellen Mond's skill sets and Kirk's skill set, Declan, are transferable. So I would say that if we're going to pick one of those two and Kellen Mond's going to become that player, it's probably a little bit more Dak. And because I think Mond's going to bring more to the table as far as what he can do inside and outside the pocket. And at the end of the day, ideally, I think Kirk would like to drop back and throw the
football. Yeah. I think better case scenario ends up like Dak. Dak's a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins. At least in my mind, he is. I know they both make an insane amount of money against the cap, but Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins. I'd take him over Kirk. I know some people might disagree with that, but No, I think Dak is the better one. That being said, I think it's more likely he probably becomes more of a Kirk Cousins statistical quarterback. The thing is with Kirk is it's not that he's statistically a poor quarterback. It's when you watch him with your eyes, it doesn't match up with the numbers. The eye test doesn't match up with the numbers. When I watch Dak, I know what I'm seeing, and I also see his big-time numbers, right? Like, you can tell he's a Super Bowl-winning potential quarterback. I have yet to see that with Kirk Cousins. And if Kellen Mond becomes Dak Prescott, great, but I actually think it's more safer to assume he probably becomes Kirk Cousins. It's safer to assume. I want him to be Dak, but I think it's safer to assume he becomes Kirk.
You're probably right, but I see his skill set being more, if he can achieve what the Vikings hope he can achieve, I think he's more in the Dak camp. And to be clear on Kirk, yes, Kirk can bootleg and roll out and throw the football effectively, but he certainly doesn't love to run, and he is not, and he's good on scripted plays. So he is not the type of guy who, if things break down, is super at improvising and starting to scramble. Which you would hope Mond is, but I mean, yeah, you might be right too. It's tough to say. I sense that when Kellen Mond, if and when he becomes the starting quarterback of the Vikings, Dex, I sense that they are going to be able to do, if they so desire, different things with the offense to feature his skill set than what they do with Kirk. But you could be right too.
This is a fun next one here. This is from Nick. Fun question here. He goes, legit question. Would Justin Jefferson have broken the rookie receiving record with another available quarterback? And if so, who would it be?
Available as in just around the league?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. First of all, and this is not Kirk's fault. First of all, the fact that the Vikings basically didn't use him for what, the first two games?
Small practice.
Is a crime.
Yes.
It's a crime. And that's not Kirk's fault. That's a philosophical game planning thing. So yeah, I mean, I can go down a huge list. I don't think Justin. So I wish the Vikings would call more deep shots for Justin. And I think part of the reason they don't is, despite the fact Kirk can throw them, I don't know he's completely comfortable unless the circumstances are that the player is almost damn near wide open. But we know he can throw passes into traffic. But Dex, I mean, go down the list of starting QBs. There's a lot of guys. I mean, Justin Jefferson's dynamic. Mm-hmm. He was great. So yeah, I mean, Tom Brady would have found him. And I'm not saying so he'd still get yards after the catch because, you know, Brady's deep passing's not what it probably once was. Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford would have used him constantly. Like, I can go down a large list of starting quarterbacks who Jefferson would have set the record with. And I can argue that those quarterbacks would have thrived too. Here's a question off that question. What do you think Carson Wentz would have done? Because he had a terrible year, but what do you think Carson Wentz would have potentially done if Philly, which passed on Jefferson, had taken him?
Yeah, that's a good one. I just personally, I'm not a big Carson Wentz fan. I know he was damn good and near an MVP if he had stayed healthy in 2017. Nick Foles steps in, brings him to the Super Bowl. Sorry, Vikings fans. I think he's probably a little better, but I think that circumstance in Philly was disastrous. And I don't think Justin Jefferson would have thrived because I think him, Peterson, and Wentz were such at odds ends with one another that Jefferson, I don't think, would have had a bad year, but I don't think he would have even had the year he had with the Vikings. So I don't think if he was in Philly, if Philly didn't make the humongous mistake by passing on him, I mean, he's probably a nice receiver and Philly would be fortunate to have him, but I don't think he actually has the year that Justin Jefferson had with the Vikings. Personally, I don't. But if you put Jefferson, you know, with obviously, you know, Pat Mahomes or even like Lamar Jackson or someone who was more dynamic, Justin Jefferson possibly, or even this is the one we're missing. If he would have went to the Packers, he would have definitely broken the record. 100%. Devontae Adams and Justin Jefferson. Can you imagine? Oh my God. Would have been terrifying.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of teams and I think he could have thrived on bad teams because he's just so dynamic. So yeah, I think that there's a lot of teams on which he would have set that record with. And I'll go back and ask you, what happens if they use him starting in week one?
I know.
Like, there's no reason not to.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's no compelling case that Justin Jefferson didn't get it till week three. This guy runs precise routes. He's really damn good. He's athletically gifted. So if anything, his statistical resume for his rookie season should be great, should have been greater than it was. Not, yes.
Totally.
What's next one?
Next one, fun one here. David wants to know, how is Deck doing with breaking 100 with his new clubs? David, I shot a 122 a couple weeks ago, so not great.
Did you keep score though? So you kept
score. I kept score the whole time. Yep. And I'm honest. I want to do this accurately, and I'm going to be honest. And yeah, I shot 122 on Saturday.
This is like a weight loss
program.
Like you are holding yourself to a high threshold to meet your ability to get what, below 100?
Yes, 100%. I am taking though my first golf lesson this weekend. So I'm taking my first lesson and then I'm playing around right afterwards. So the quest to break 100 is still very, very much on. So David, thank you for reaching out, and
people care about you, Declan.
I appreciate that.
You're very popular.
This one, Judd, and I think it'd be a better question for even our friend Patrick Royce, but I'll throw it at you anyway. Jeff wants to know, do the Vikings win a Super Bowl against the Chief if it's Fran Tarkington instead of Joe Capp at quarterback?
No. They were, I believe, double digit favorites. The Vikings were going into that game, and they got waxed. And look, Tark came back here in 72 and played in three Super Bowls. And the Vikings, last time I checked, went 0-3.
Yeah.
No, I think they lose. And I was not. Was I alive? I was alive. I was in diapers, I'm sure. But that game, I think the Chiefs dominated them. And so, yeah, I don't think Joe Capp had a bad day and the Vikings played well. So my answer would be, given the evidence from the Super Bowl losses to the Steelers, the Dolphins, and the Raiders, that the Vikings are still 0-4, even if Tark played in all four.
Yeah, I mean, I'm far too young to remember that. But weren't the... Correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't the Vikings favorites going into that game?
That's what I said, double-digit favorites.
Yeah,
I think. They were
favorites.
Huge because they were the National Football League team, and the Chiefs came from the American Football League, and that was the underdog upstart type of league. But I think they got dominated that day, and so it wasn't like a quarterback could have saved them.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake has modified its golf policies to follow the COVID-19 public health recommendations and welcomes you to play this award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic golf experience. The Meadows at Mystic Lake is a full-service golfing destination, enhanced by nearby food and entertainment, including the Meadows Bar and Grill and Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux Community.
Side story here. There is a phenomenal, if you're a fan of Bill Burr, who's one of my favorite stand-up comedians. He's very vulgar, but I love him. He's a riot.
Yeah.
Really, really good stand-up comedian. He does a podcast, and he takes listeners' comments, just like this. And a Scandinavian man asked him, he wanted to start rooting for an NFL team. And he said, should I pick the Vikings? Because I'm Scandinavian with the heritage. And I guess Bill Burr is like an NFL encyclopedia, an insane one. And even listed off memory that the Vikings, their four Super Bowl losses and Joe Capp in this game. And then he shouted out the Twin Cities. It's on his Monday podcast that he did. Go check it out. He's an NFL historian. He also shouted out the Twin Cities, loves Minnesota, but hates Mall of America. And you'll love this one, Judd. He said, if you're instead of going to the Mall of America, YouTube a game at the Met Center at the North Stars, because that's worth more of your time than going to that bleeping mall,
It should be at Met Stadium, because that's where the mall is. Like, you got to be right about this. It's IKEA.
That's true. I know it's IKEA. IKEA is where the Met Center is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And technically, I think it's slightly off of the footprint of the Met, but it's on that same lot. But yeah, so if you're going to YouTube a game instead of go to the mall, it should be a Twins or Vikings game. In fact, YouTube the Vikings Browns Rashad Hail Mary game 1980 that got the Vikings in the playoffs, because that entire game with Charlie Jones and Len Dawson on the call for NBC is on YouTube, and I love it.
All right, Ben wants to know, I wonder if Kirk stands are going to resent the next quarterback and be bitter when the Vikings finally start succeeding again. I don't know why this cult of Kirk has formed when they haven't even sniffed a division win since his arrival. It must not be football related. So Judd Zolgad, Do you feel like the Kirk stands will turn on the Vikings if Kellen Mond or whomever it is ends up leading them to a promised land?
No, because the Kirk stands at the end of the day will only be Kirk stands as long as Kirk is wearing purple, and then they will turn back to being Viking stands above Kirk stands. I liken the cult of Kirk a lot to what happened with the cult of Brew with the Gophers.
Oh.
Do you recall how a lot of those Gopher fans were defenders of Brew? Oh, you don't understand. They hated Patrick because he basically from day one, to his credit, saw through the BS of Brew. And those people couldn't turn on Brew quick enough. So I think ultimately the cult of Kirk is a church that's an offshoot of the cult of Vikings. And when Kirk is gone, they'll go back to the Vikings church and they'll actually turn on Kirk, which is the most amazing thing, because there's nothing that drives me crazier. Have you ever argued with, like, I don't know, in your case, your sisters or your brother, and you're like going back and forth and they're like, no, I'm right, I'm right. And you're like, no, you're not. And then you prove it to them and their response is, oh, okay. And you're like, that's your reaction to like you were all in. Your reaction should be, oh no, I was really wrong. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like Dawn does that. It drives me crazy. That's the cult of Kirk. Because when they leave the cult of Kirk, they're going to come back and be like, oh yeah, Kellen Mond, this is great. Yeah, Kirk wasn't that good. And we're all going to be like, what are you talking about? You loved Kirk. Yeah. Like, own this, wear this.
Right.
That frustrates me.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, with the Brewster, and to be honest, I'm sorry to be this guy, but it's similar to Fleck. It's similar to Fleck. Now, Fleck actually implemented success. They had their best season in eons in 2019. So it's different. But my problem is with the Fleckonians and people who love PJ Fleck. And by the way, I am not a big gopher guy, but I'm not like a Badger or a Hawk. So if you think like I have an allegiance to another Big Ten school, I don't. I went to St. Cloud State, go Huskies.
We dropped football there.
Yeah. We dropped football there. We no longer have a football team, despite having a stadium that's only 18 years old. That's one of the best in this state, but I'm not going to go off on that tangent. The people that defend PJ Fleck, oh, but he's all in on Minnesota. He's all in about us. I'm sorry. He is not. He is in on the business of PJ Fleck. And when he leaves you, which he will do in the next 5 years, PJ Fleck will lead the Gophers in the next 5 years. Will you still have that opinion? You're probably not. All right.
No, they'll turn on him.
Yeah, they will.
And then they'll act like they didn't like him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is the Kirk stands are going to eventually act like they didn't care about Kirk.
Right.
It's very biblical.
All right, let's we'll move on here. Another goofy one. If Cousins won a Super Bowl, Declan should get a tattoo of Kirk's face on his lower back. There is zero chance. All right.
While riding a horse.
About to say, I already had this horse bet, and people every week in our comments, we get another week has passed, and Declan is still not on.
Where do
a
we
horse.
Stand on the horse bet?
I think it was like 50,000.
And how are we doing?
We're at 15. We're not even at 50. I think we're at 15. We're like nowhere near it. That's why I said 50,000. Like, we'd have to 300% our chances to possibly make
it.
So
you're in no jeopardy of the horse.
Yeah, no chance. No chance. No chance I'm going to do that. This one from Casey. The Vikings need to get in on these big trades / free agents if we're going to do something, because teams like the Chiefs and Buccaneers are double loading into super teams. Judd, is there a path that the Vikings can be like the Chiefs and Buccaneers and start doubling in on being a super team like Tampa Bay and Kansas City?
Well, it starts by finding the exact right quarterback, right? Like, that's the starting point. I don't know that I consider the Bucs a super team. Like, they did add some, or during the course of 2020, they added some helpful veterans. I understand that. But, I mean, Brady was the most important add. And by the way, that defense was good as well. Kansas City has a quarterback who is the best thing that we've seen in a long time. So the super team, I think, starts with the quarterback. If you get that right, you're taking a huge step. And then, by the way, players want to come to that team. If you've got the right guy, like Favre, I mean, guys wanted to play with Brett Favre. I guess that's my answer. Like, I don't know. And the Vikings have had times where they've certainly Dak's been aggressive, mm-hmm. via the trade market, Jared Allen, or in the free agent market. So like they've gone down this road. I guess the Vikings are the one team I don't think about a lot that hasn't done this. Like, they've tried before.
Right.
Now it depends. It's a cap league, so you can only spend so much, but that's true across the board. But Like the Twins, yeah, it'd be great if they could add more sometimes, and they certainly have not. The Wolves, same problem, because they've not been good. Now it looks like that might be turning around a little bit, but I don't know that there's a lot more that the Vikings can do other than hit on the quarterback, which they have never really truly done for a long time.
Good one. Last one here from Casey. Question is, can Justin Jefferson repeat last year now that the targets are now on him and people are keying in on him? Can Justin Jefferson repeat what he did last season?
Oh, that's a good question. So, yes, he's going. There's going to be attention paid to him from day one that probably was not paid to him from day one last year, which is why it would have been nice if he had an impact in weeks one and two, but that's a different story, again, that we've talked about. So, but do I think that he can be outstanding? Absolutely. Like, are the stats going to be the exact same? Maybe not. But the guy is a huge threat. And again, you know what else, Dex, that this is going to come down to? This is going to come down to Kirk, and just as importantly, Kubiak and the play callers, the comfort level that they are going to have in calling for what might be considered slightly risky plays to make plays to Justin. Because, yep. Again, like Kirk, here's the thing I don't get. Kirk can throw that deep ball, and I know he wants to throw it with the conditions perfect. I know he does. But we saw him throw that deep ball to Diggs at times and Thielen. And guess what? They're really good. They went and made plays. Justin Jefferson, really good too, can go and make plays. So I think part of this depends on, because the question's a great point. Part of this depends on acknowledging that Justin Jefferson is going to be covered more, that there's going to be more attention paid, and saying, bleep it, we're still going to get the most that we can out of him. Do you have the guts to do that? And can your quarterback pull the trigger on those passes? This is about trust in Jefferson as much as anything. And we'll find out how much they have, and at times it might backfire, but guess what? At times, if you do it, it's going to result in big plays, and you're forfeiting the potential for big plays if you try and stay away from it because, oh my God, teams are doing a better job covering Justin Jefferson.
Very good. That's a wrap on Mackie and Judd. Take your questions from YouTube. If you have any YouTube questions, by all means, send them our way. Send them our way.
All right, we are done. Mackie will rejoin us for the Monday episode. As always, we appreciate your participation. We appreciate you all watching. Check out all of the good stuff that we try and do for you, part of our family, Score North. Talk to you.
Football.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.